This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is Sunday, July 12th. The year is 2020. We are 113 days out from the election. And I'm going to do my best to be as calm and focused and deliberative as I can, because the COVID-19 mega hoax has come into very clear view. And we have the United Nations, we have the NIH, we have the bureaucracies, we have the corporate media that preys upon the people of the world, telling us that the lockdown will not just last another year or two, but now it's permanent. And with it, tracker chips inside your phones, apps, forced inoculations, all the nightmares we knew that the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation told us years ago they were planning. And so our worst analysis of the enemy's operation is now confirmed to be exactly their attack profile. I have a giant stack, though, of even mainstream news and government announcements of them covering their patoots, their arses, their rear ends, their gluteus maximuses. Their cowardly butts, by admitting that it's all basically a complex John Hopkins metric. And who ran Event 201 and the lockstep drill and all of it? It's John Hopkins. John Hopkins, Bill and Melinda Gates, Rockefeller Foundation. It's public. They give you the numbers. They decide how the states crunch the numbers. Everyone bows down and follows it. You're a TV viewer, look on screen. You just type into Google. You know, Google puts out the number from John Hopkins. Same thing the UN puts out. Number of new COVID cases, and it says all-time record high, 62,000 new cases right there as of today. Now, that's many times what the so-called previous record was. Now, let's pull up on the same site from John Hopkins the numbers on the number of dying every day. From their peak of 3,000-something with fake numbers, let's go back over here. So they put out fake numbers a few months ago, it said 3,000, now they had to cut it in half, to 729. You know how many people die per day on the globe? 151,000, conservatively, and a large portion of that here in the United States. How many die a year? 60 million is what's specced out for this year. The numbers vary. So we're going to go over all this because they can go show you a video of one person getting run over by a car, and you feel empathy, and you care, and you have sympathy. But if you pull back and saw a million die, would you care? Because the UN admits millions have already starved to death during the lockdown worldwide. 130-plus million are on the verge of starving, with 30-plus million in the queue to starve right now. But nobody's going to humanize them unless it's the UN who engineered this collapse, sucking money off those individuals and keeping it for themselves, using those they're killing to get good people to give money so they can siphon it off as they always do. But those are the facts. Everything Fauci and the NIH and the UN told us and the Chi-Coms told us was a lie. And now Trump has, quote, sidelined Fauci. That was now announced by mainstream news on Friday. We told you that in May. I use the term sidelined. That's what the White House told me they were doing. And there you go. Now, Trump's worn the mask. He's trying to not alienate people that don't wear, you know, that want to wear a mask, the cucks that buy into all this. And so he's gone out and, you know, done that. Oh, but it's got a fancy presidential seal on it. And it's navy blue and it looks kind of tough in it. It's ridiculous. There I am on May 9th telling you he's sidelined, and now it's official. They use that term, sidelined, because he works for Bill Gates. Has put out nothing but lies. And as I said a month ago, and a week ago, Trump must go on the full attack and put out a list of Fauci's lies. The White House has now issued a list of his lies. And word is, he'll soon be in big trouble for all that insider trading and all that investment in the government vaccine programs that he owns patents on. Dr. Fauci needs to be in prison immediately. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live, original Sunday transmission. So much news breaking, I came in at an hour and a half, for an hour and 40 minutes yesterday, and we re-aired that until we went live again tonight at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific. And then that'll roll right through to David Knight in the morning, 8 a.m. Central, right here at the InfoWars, pro-America, pro-human future network. Okay, let me tell you what's coming up. There's a lot of Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein, child trafficking, government blackmail ring news coming out. Even the BBC and Der Spiegel and DW.com, the biggest German TV station, have now confirmed massive government child kidnapping, pedophile snuff film rings, police chiefs, judges, politicians. It's a worldwide ring being rolled up right now. Now, with that broke Friday, a huge Wayfarer story, the big online merchant company, with people supposedly in the names of kidnapped children selling $15,000, $10,000 cabinets. I said, is this a cover for money laundering, a cover to deliver kids? I said, I don't think so, but it could be. But when you see something like this the media is focusing on, instead of all the confirmed massive roll-up of huge globalist pedophile rings, it could be a setup. I've witnessed it before to distract us. But then everybody sent me the Amazon and the rest of them sites going back years. This is widespread, and this is really bad, folks. And then I got reminded that on Backpage and on Craigslist and a bunch of other places, they busted people selling items when it was really prostitution a few years ago with code words. So I did a deep dive on that last night. Wasn't going to go out with some friends on the boat, but I did, and I stayed home and did the research. And I got to say, right now, you need to research this heavily and look at this heavily. And the boldness of these people just completely blows me away. So I'm going to cover that hour number two. And then I'm going to open the phones up to specifically talk about how big it is that all this is coming out. And praise God, we have a huge stack of confirmed government and corporate pedophile rings all over the world and in the United States. And then I tie it into the speculation out there. And I just ask, if we're going to speculate on some of these stories that do look pretty bad, we should also spend some time on all the real confirmed ones that are right out in the open that I'm going to be documenting here. But, some listeners got mad that I said, well, this could be a traffic, it could be a setup, because I've seen that happen before. And then they sent me all this material, and I was like, okay, this is insane. It just gets worse than I could even imagine all the time. And it shows how evil's really grown. Speaking of that, there's multiple reports now and videos of when people try to have pro-life marches or they try to have anti-pedophilia marches in the UK and in the US, Antifa comes out and physically attacks them with police support. This is in Ireland, this is in the US, and now the Democratic Party is officially defending pedophilia. So we're going to get to all of that coming up. I mean, these guys have really come out of the LGBTP closet. And a lot of groups are officially putting P at the end. They're saying, no, we're proud of pedophilia. So I guess if they want to chop up babies and kill babies and keep them alive and sell their organs, well, then, yeah. Why would you not be a child molester? That's what the religion and the cult is of these people, and it's how they recruit soulless people. It's how they test their members. So that's all coming up as well today. We've got the big inside scoop on Roger Stone and his clemency and where all that's going and, you know, why you haven't heard from Roger yet, why he hasn't made statements yet. We're also going to look at incredible footage around the United States of white people being shot in the head, stabbed to death, stabbed, and murdered. And then the news will not even cover it if they're white. Black on white, absolutely savage. Horrible. Now the rate's not 10 times black on white. I've got the new numbers. It's 12 times black on white attacks. And the media is just promoting it, that it's a good thing. And like CNN says, when white people get killed, oh, you poor white people. This is absolute true evil being committed by the ruling class trying to create a race war here in America. Young white mother executed by Black Lives Matter mob for allegedly saying all lives matter. They were approached by the group of BLM. And this is all on local surveillance cameras, but no news will pick it up other than just mentioning she's been shot in the head and died. And they'll ask you, like at checkpoints, like Antifa does, do all the Black Lives Matter? And she said, yeah, Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. Well, they went and got a gun and came back and shot her in the head. So she's dead now. I guess she deserves it. Shock subway video shows deranged man, black man, stabbing multiple white people on the New York subway. That won't be on your news anywhere. For absolutely no reason. That's on InfoWars.com. A cops raid mansion of St. Louis couple who defended home from protesters, confiscated AR-15. So folks broke down their gate, came and said they're going to kill them, and now they've raided them or getting ready to charge them. The local district attorney is appointed by George Soros, funded by George Soros. Meanwhile, Antifa attacks anti-pedophile demonstration. Police say they did a good job, basically, protecting them. Showdown at Trump Tower, Make America Great Again supporters clash with protesters burning American flags. Portland BLM activist uses baby as human shield during violent protest, adopting Hezbollah tactics. Trump administration tells Minnesota governor to get bent on $16 million aid request following riots. And by the way, guys, I'm trying to train myself to talk in more of a whispery, soft voice because I do have polyps. I don't want to have surgery on my larynx and not talk for a couple months. I know I sound like rocks thrown into a garbage disposal or an angry cookie monster off its meds sometimes. So I'm going to try to talk like this. And so all my life I've not talked with a fake voice. That's my voice is my voice. Used to always be a little deep, but over the years it got torn up demonstrating and speaking, and right now it's about the voice of an 85-year-old drill sergeant. So I'm going to try to talk like this today and see how it goes. And I'm not really trying to sound like Clint Eastwood, okay? Kurt Russell in Escape from New York, but we're going to see how this goes. I'm going to take some of our proprietary lung cleanse here during the break and see if that's smooth my voice out a little bit. But when we return, the absolute bona fides, the absolute proof of total premeditated fraud of COVID-19, what that fraud is, and the permanent lockdown that the power structure is trying to foist upon us very, very intensely. Now, if you'd like to restock up on any of the great InfoWars Life game-changing products at InfoWarsStore.com, if you'd like to support the broadcast, and if you'd like to stand up to the globalists and stand up to the main Paul Revere operation, battering ramming the New World Order, other than Tucker Carlson, they're trying to take off the air right now. Please support him. Please get products at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. 4th of July super sale continues. Free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off. Extended must end about noon tomorrow. That will be the drop dead date. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, Survival Shield X3, the good tri-iodine to get that key building block to your whole body that's essential that so many people are deficient in. The UN estimates over 2 billion people have mental disabilities or lower IQs because they didn't get enough iodine or not getting enough iodine. It's the ambrosia, the key, the real adrenochrome that God gave us. Also, lung cleanse that I'm mentioning, and I remember to take that myself, a few sprays of that. Always great essential oil, so good for the larynx and throat and for the mouth. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the amino acids, vitamins, minerals, good for adults and children, 50% off. VasoBeats, so good for the cardiovascular system, great concentrate. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with a PQQ CoQ10, that's back in stock. All this 50% off. Ultra 12, highest quality B12 taken out of the tongue to get better absorption. Infowarsstore.com, 50% off. That's available. Bodies, which is the strongest curcuminoid concentrate you're going to find. Leading brands have 3 to 5%. People still get great results. This is like going in without the calories and eating 20 bowls of curry to take a few of these pills. I mean, it is just so good for you. You know, curry's got turmeric in it. That's what's hot. Tastes good. I had some great curry last night. This, my friends, is the concentrate. It's back in stock. Infowarsstore.com. And also, Storable Foods available within 3 to 4 weeks. Get your orders in as well. All this craziness, you need to be prepared and self-sufficient. Don't let the enemy have you where they want you. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we'll destroy the COVID takeover. If you decide to check this information out on the other side, it's going to be very, very powerful.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I feel sorry for the people who've chosen to join with the New World Order, because even if they succeed for a while, you're going to be destroyed in the process. You are useful idiots. But those of you out there that care about human liberty, I want to salute you. The great journey we're all on and this great test. And I want you to know, we're on the side of God. We're on the right side of history. We're going to win. And a lie can succeed for a while when the whole power structure tries to prop it up. But the bigger the lies are, the harder they are going to fall and crash. So if you're a radio listener, I will give you bibliography points where you can find all this. We'll give you a data point. You can also go to Infowars.com/show so you can find it. You simply go to Google itself and just type in number of coronavirus cases USA. You will get on screen what you see if you're a TV viewer right here. And it says as of today, the latest numbers are yesterday, July 11th, 62,653 new cases in the United States. But at the same time, let's look at the Johns Hopkins provided numbers. They're who we're told by the UN and by Fauci and NIH we listen to, because they're run by Bill and Melinda Gates. These are Bill and Melinda Gates numbers. 62,000, we're horrible, we're the worst in the world, we're terrible. But wait a minute, let's pull up from the very same site, Johns Hopkins, through the Google portal, the number of deaths in the United States as of yesterday, July 11th, the latest numbers. Wow, look at that. You got thousands a day, supposedly, back in March and April and into May. But now, 2 months later, in July 11th, the latest numbers, 729. And they're still counting people that die in car wrecks, gunshot wounds, skydiving accidents, stabbings. I'm not kidding. You can pull that up. So even with them putting people in the column that didn't die of COVID, you have 729. Now, you understand there are tens of thousands of Americans that die every day of other things. But you're told this is the biggest thing in the universe. And even with inflated numbers, look at that. So why are numbers doubling and quadrupling their previous record, but the death is way down, 6-7 times what it was, depending on the day? Why is that? Well, we've got all the answers, actually, and I'm going to sit down here in a moment and go over all this for TV and radio listeners. But you have to understand, number one, we're doing more testing than anybody else in the world combined. That's just the facts. And remember, most of those tests, be they antibody or be they another type of test they do, are false positive, because you can't they can't separate the regular coronavirus from this coronavirus. If you have that coronavirus or had it in the last decade, you are positive. That's on the CDC website. Right there is a fraud of biblical proportions, but it gets worse. They put the people that die of other things in the column for COVID. That's a good. But when they tell you, though, that it's the worst thing in U.S. history and we're going to collapse and America did a terrible job. No, America's media, owned by foreign corporations of the communist Chinese and Hollywood and the Democratic Party, all ganged up on America and on Trump and said 5 months ago that we'd have a horrible response, it'd be all our fault, and it would be Trump's undoing. Here's CNN today, ladies and gentlemen. Experts warn the U.S. is approaching one of the most unstable times in the history of our country, and they go on in the Council on Foreign Relations, the Washington Post, to call for President Trump to be thrown out by the military. And they say that if President Trump questions the results of the election in any way, that he should be removed by the military, and anyone in the cabinet that speaks up for him will be arrested as well. So what's really going on here? The truth is this number of 729, we've looked at it, is probably more like 20. COVID-19 is a real cold virus. The reason it's man-made is the scientists have come out and documented that, is so Fauci and Gates and a consortium that own the patented virus can make the money off producing vaccines to counter it. They could never patent a regular cold virus before. That's why they made it. That's why it scared epidemiologists 5-6 months ago who weren't in on this. They look at it and they go, my God, this is man-made. But it's man-made so they can own it and have a new class of chimera-spliced virus creature that will now infect everyone on Earth. And I told you that 5 months ago with top virologists and bioweapons experts. And now, what do they admit? They admit that, quote, headlines, everyone will end up with COVID-19. Then do they tell you have zinc, vitamin D? Do they tell you have vitamin C? Do they tell you to fortify yourself? No, they just say get a vaccine and life never goes back to normal until you get a vaccine. So let's document Cam right here, please. I'm just going to read some of these headlines as we go to break. And I'm going to come back and detail what these really mean. U.S. warned coronavirus will last 2 or more years and force America's way of life to change forever. And that's what the U.N. and all of them are saying, Daily Star. See, this is a clampdown, a takeover. We'll explain how they're going to do it. Florida sets single day for COVID-19 records, over 15,000 cases, but low death numbers because, again, it's a false test. Here's Ron Paul, who's a medical doctor. Is second wave a hoax? COVID-19, major governments tested it. They sent papayas, goats, and dirt samples. All came up positive from the UN. COVID-19 cases are rising, so why are the deaths flatlining or dropping? The Atlantic. You don't get more establishment than that. You see? The deaths going down while the cases are going up because that's all they can do is put their fake test out now. Before they got death rates, sending people that had pneumonia or the flu into nursing homes in 10 Democrat states, they got over half the deaths. Then they would put an intubation tube in somebody, and that was the other parts of the deaths. Cold-blooded, actuaried, algorithmic, what does John Hopkins call it? Metric murder. I mean, they love killing babies. Of course they want to kill Granny, because those big hedge funds don't have to pay off the rest of those people's investments. Let's continue with the insurance. Let's continue. New coronavirus cases in U.S. soar 68,000, shattering new record. Oh, America's so bad. America's so evil and all of its fraud. Coronavirus death toll in U.S. increases as hospitals in hotspot states are overwhelmed. Same lie they said 3 months ago for the lockdown, 5 months ago, 4 months ago. Remember that? Oh, we've got to keep them open. They were all empty. Remember? That got exposed. They had to admit it. And here's the good news when we come back. The White House made a list of all the times Fauci has been wrong on coronavirus and so much more. We'll tell you the rest of the story and how to defeat these monsters when we return. I'm Alex Jones, committed to not backing down, committed to defeating the globalists. But I need your help, and I appreciate you rising to the occasion. I need you to get behind me, beside me, and in front of me. We're all in this together. I appreciate you all. Now spread the word about that local radio station or TV station and support them and spread those live links to the show. It's a revolutionary act, so take action. The July 4th mega sale ends on July 12th. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. Double 50-60% off all these best-selling items, including a bunch that have been sold out for months and are back in limited supply, like Winter Summer Vitamin D3 and Vitamin K for your immune system. Sold out, back in stock. Ultra 12, high-quality B12. 50% off, sold out for months. Bodies, the best-seller Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Concentrated Turmeric, back in stock. 50% off for a limited time. Double Patriot points and free shipping. Survival Shield X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Vaso Beast, DNA Force, all 50 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support of the InfoWar and give you a hat tip and say you're smart to take care of yourself and your family's immune systems. This is such a 360 win, so thank you all for your support. God bless.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're talking about a global takeover, a new type of warfare, the post-industrial world, the domestication of humanity, the phasing out of our species. That's the headline in the Wall Street Journal just 2 weeks ago. Dreaming about the end of humanity. COVID showed us we're fragile. We've got to give up our bodies and merge with silicon. Wow, that's pretty cultic. All right, let me get into it right now. So every facet of COVID-19 has been a giant fraud. And it doesn't matter how big a fraud it turns out to be. The system says, well, now we can save one life. We've got to do this. But then the millions of people starving to death around the world right now, the UN admits, because of the COVID lockdown, not because of COVID, well, they just don't count. Because it's about the medical tyranny and the response they've got scripted of tracking you, coming to your house, the contact tracers, the apps on your phones, the global social credit score that's already in place is rolling out now, and in their white papers, they admit it all. Again, and not even in corporate white papers or governmental white papers or MIT reports. It's now out in the open. This is what they're doing. And they try to explain it all away as if it's a good thing and as if you should love it. Right now, let's walk through it. The White House made a list of all the times Fauci has been wrong on coronavirus. That's out of the Daily Beast. They're so upset and so mad that anyone would even keep score and see, is an expert accurate? Like a football coach that lost every play, every game, never put one point on the board, you'd fire them in a couple games. But this guy knowingly lies, knowingly makes money, knowingly is invested in all the major vaccines. That's mainstream news. He has a conflict of interest. He was involved in all the AIDS shenanigans and HIV garbage. He's an apologist for Big Pharma and all their corruption, and now Trump is the bad guy because he is sidelining him. Now, I told you back in May that I challenged the president on air and off air to sideline Fauci and to use that term as a code word that he understood what was happening and was going to build a case to actually destroy Gates and Fauci. Now, I don't know if Trump's going to go that way. He'll get somebody close before he destroys them, but he has got Gates in there right now in this whole vaccine commission, I think, to keep his enemies close. But let's continue here. Fauci is sidelined by the White House as he steps up blunt talk, saying, we shouldn't have opened so early. America's bad. We've got the worst response. Our economy's going to die. We're terrible people. The talking point to bring us down. Oh, who said that? That's July 11th, Saturday, yesterday. That is in the Chronicle, San Francisco Chronicle. Breaking, President Trump sidelines Fauci for fraud. And why is Trump now sidelining him? He says because all his information is totally wrong, and now you're going to see more articles come out about him invested in the companies with the Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, and others. So this is really good news. You want to end civilization? You want to bring in AI control? You want Chinese social credit score? You want them, like a weather report says, saying you've got to have an umbrella, you got to have a mask to go outside, you got to have a mask to go into business, and then it's going to be got to have an inoculation, got to have a health ID, health passport. This is all official. Bill Gates has got digital tattoos they inject in you with the vaccine. He gets caught doing it. He goes, oh, in this program, I'm not doing that. That's fake news. He'll mention another program for forced inoculation and not that program at MIT and Rice University in Texas. I mean, the tactics they use are just ridiculous. Once you're awake to them, it's like you're fighting somebody in slow motion. You're moving like the Flash and Fauci and Rockefeller and all that. And you're like one of the fastest runners in history, and they're like a sloth on Valium. So, there you go. Now, look at this headline out of KHN Television. As COVID testing soars, wait times for results jump to a week or more. And they say, we need more testing facilities because they're opening them up by the hundreds every day because they get federal money, billions of dollars. And so everyone's rushing in, and the facilities are using fraudulent tests, both on antibodies, which you shouldn't be COVID positive. You've got the antibody. It means I thought you're cured. That's what vaccine does. You're immune. But most of the tests, again, are for the detritus, and the CDC website says, again, we've shown you this 100 times. Go look at it. CDC website But if you've had coronavirus or the flu in the last decade, good chance you'll test positive, even though you don't have COVID-19. That's why they're testing sewage from years ago in Europe and other areas that has COVID-19. It's a fraud. Papayas, dirt, goats, horses, chickens, everything comes up positive. Yeah, there's New Scientist, 2015, about the same damn virus, and Obama shipping it to China. These people are sick. Military COVID-19 cases growing at twice the nationwide rate. And then you read they're doing more testing than anybody. Of course they are. U.S. warned coronavirus will last two more years and force American way of life to change. Again, your life's all over. You're never coming out, like Bill Gates said, until you take the shots and take the ID and do what he says. Damn it, he's a hero. He predicted it all. Of course he predicted it all. He quarterbacked and ran the Wuhan lab with Fauci on record. That's what's incredible is it's in mainstream news. Well, Fauci ran the Wuhan bat weaponization lab, and Obama transferred it with Fauci in 2005, and scientists said it was dangerous. They shouldn't do it. Because the virus is a shot across the bow. It is a chimera, multiviral species, totally man-made. It's why it scared people. It has incredible gain of function. It spreads super fast, and it's like a blank. Like, first one's a blank. They can load it up with something that will kill massive numbers. And that's what this is. And I told you that months before Bill Gates came out and said, oh, I'll tell you what's about to happen. This was just a drill. He said this on Colbert. This was a drill. He said, the terrorists are going to release a real one now. And he starts smiling like he's having a sick orgasm. What a freak. But don't worry. People are now putting masks on their dogs and cats. Zoo Miami gorilla treated for bite wounds and receives COVID-19 test. Another gorilla bit him. So let's just check, fetishize it and get into it. An office reopens amid coronavirus. Workers clash over mask, cubicle barriers, and Lysol. SJW. SJW behavior that the Wall Street Journal is reporting on. Total inversion, lawsuits, lawyers saying test everybody in your office or you'll be liable. Then if somebody tests positive, and of course it's a false positive, then you got to send everybody home. Breakdown of civilization. China's open for business. Europe's open for business. They stopped their testing. The fraud has worked perfectly. States starting to crack down on coronavirus rule breakers. $2,000 fines in Austin, $1,000 fines in Miami. Citizen brigades watching others, getting bonuses if they spy, like the LA mayor said. Used to, snitches got stitches. Now you get rewards. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Here, he keeps going. Should fraternities be allowed to meet? They're spreading it, those damn kids. Meanwhile, 30-year-old dies after attending COVID party thinking virus was a hoax. USA Today. ABC News. This was splashed on every newspaper in the country. But when we're going to come back from break with it. But when you look at the fine print of it, ladies and gentlemen, they don't have a name. It's another one of these made-up stories. And we have an article right here, Fake News Flu. NBC virus expert who claimed he had undiagnosed COVID-19 gets tested, never had coronavirus. He now confirms it was not true. It was a hoax. He was a doctor doing LARPing. He works for mainstream news. He works for ABC. Oh, ABC's now got the new story about the man that died. He made a joke about it. He went and said it didn't exist. Oh, it does exist. It does exist. And it's nothing but something to make you test positive. They got a bunch of other real viruses out there killing people that this is the cover for. But they never tell you to take vitamins because they want your ass dead.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I must end this special, our extended July 4th special, by Monday the 12th. That is our drop-dead date. It absolutely has to happen because a lot of these products that have been sold out, We can only get limited supplies of them because the supply chain is breaking down. Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and vitamin K sold out for months. Back in stock, 50% off. Ultra 12, high-quality B12, taken out of the tongue. Sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula, super strong turmeric concentration. Sold out for months, back in stock, limited amount, 50% off, double Patriot points, free shipping. It's the same thing with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Survival Shield X3, and so much more. And it funds the information war. The globalists want you sick and weak and dumbed down. They don't want you to know what God has given us all through Mother Nature. These products are powerful. Many of you have tried them and reordered them and love them. Many of you haven't. The sale ends just a few days, so take action now and get free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCMteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCMteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's the final segment of this hour. I'm going to get into the massive mainstream news having to admit huge governmental pedophile rings being busted everywhere. The number two guy to the pub convicted, mass raping, trafficking of small children. Some of them were murdered. That's all been covered up. It's all starting to come out. And what's going on with the Wayfair scandal? And it turns out Amazon and a bunch of other places have similar things. I'm going to get into it next hour and open the phones up. But let's get back to this. So whenever you see a headline in front of your paper and you see it everywhere else, you know it's being pushed. So, and they've had thousands of articles like this. Oh, a one-year-old baby dies of COVID. Turns out the baby didn't even have COVID, didn't die of that. I mean, it's every time, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. They lied to you about the testing. They lied to you about the numbers. They sent people that had infectious diseases into nursing homes, killed a bunch of people, called it COVID. I was talking to my wife's personal trainer today, and she trains an older lady, and her friend had a cough with allergies, so they went about 2 weeks ago into the testing center. It was too busy, they couldn't see him. but they signed in. They got text messages back, you are COVID positive. And so I had the personal trainer, I'm a reporter, call the woman up. She told me the story face-to-face, firsthand. I have recorded some of it, but then she freaked out and said, don't air that, sort of hyperventilating. I said, it's okay. I said, let me guess, you told him you had sniffles and a cough. She said, yeah, that's positive in the CDC NIH policy. Now, only 8 states do it. 7 are Democrat, 1 is Texas. That's so pathetic of Texas. Even most Democrat states don't want to shut their economies down, but California does, New York does. And so you think about Texas, led by our governor. Led by our governor, Santa Anna. The dictator. That it's admitted a fraud, and every person that has COVID is counted as COVID. Anyone that thinks they have symptoms that reports it is counted as COVID. And then 15 people, bare minimum around them, are counted as it. So those women got told, you have COVID, because they filled out a form saying, I got a cough, I got the sniffles. And that's in the literature. It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. So let's continue. 30-year-old dies after attending COVID party thinking virus was a hoax. The ABC News version of this does have the head of the hospital is quoted. She can't say the names because HIPAA won't let her identify the patient. And, of course, you look at these hospitals, it's where they're having most of the deaths, the special hospitals where they put the tube down their throat and get that extra $52,000 for the COVID patient. And a lot of these are just total robot order takers. A lot of these people aren't even involved in what they're doing. They just say, if you come in, if you have a cough, you have COVID. We then intubate you. And if you are having an autoimmune response to whatever's doing this, then you die. Oh, but if people know it's an EpiPen or even over-the-counter Benadryl or over-the-counter steroids are helping people and medical doctors say 100%, oh, don't say that. Don't do that at the home. No. No, we need a death rate. And believe me, they're working hard with special hospitals. So a handful of hospitals in the country have almost all the deaths because they follow the CDC UN directive. They don't ask questions. And they have nurses and doctors in them shooting video and going public. Of how, look, he has 3 negative tests. We call him COVID. He's 37 years old. We intubate him. He dies a day later. They murder you. Now, look at this. Fake news. NBC virus expert who claimed he had undiagnosed COVID-19 gets tested, never had coronavirus. Dr. Joseph Fair, the big star, all over the news. I can't breathe. I'm dying. Oh, get your help, get a vaccine soon. Don't leave your houses. It's horrible. God, I'm dying. Like Fauci finishes his speech as he takes the mask right off. Like a little rat. Well, now he admits he didn't have it. Covering that ass. Covering that ass. Here he is.
This week, we cared for a 30-year-old patient at Methodist Hospital who told their nurse that they had attended a COVID party. This is a party held by somebody diagnosed with the COVID virus, and the thought is that...
Dr. Fair, let me start with you, because I would like you to share a little bit about your recovery from COVID-19. What should Americans take away from your experience?
Well, first of all, you know, I did not have any underlying conditions, and, you know, I'm not like a triathlete or anything like that, but I was generally very healthy, could run, exercise probably 4 or 5 times a week. That being said, I did not expect if I got COVID-19 that I would get that ill, because I don't have any of those underlying conditions. I'm 42 years old, so you wouldn't think clinically that I would be one of those people that would get so very ill. I can say that that 7 to 8 days prior to me hospitalizing myself when I was doing the 7th bid, the self-treatment, that was the worst I've ever felt. I probably spent 23 out of 24 hours in bed, and then obviously I developed the secondary pneumonia at the end, and so the struggle in breathing and everything else. So I was shocked at how severe my illness got, you know, without having those underlying conditions that we've discussed so many times. And so what I would take from that is, you know, everyone that's younger, everyone that is going out without mask now and being very cavalier with that and ignoring this kind of ongoing pandemic. And, you know, we use the analogy and the band played on with HIV and its response right. in the early days.
Yeah.
That's really the analogy we should be using with coronavirus right now to a much greater extent. And so those people that are young and think they're invincible or people that just don't think it's going to affect them that greatly, even if they do get it, I can say that my own experience was the complete opposite to that. It really, you know, I can't say that I had a brush with death, but it was enough to put me in the ICU for 4 days and in the hospital for 6 days.
And we have the link on InfoWars.com. NBC News, little footnote, he did not have COVID. He tested negative, which means he hasn't had a cold or the flu in 10 years on average, and it didn't show up. Unbelievable. So now you've got Trump marching around wearing his mask with a little presidential seal, fetishizing all of this, thinking that'll be good with the voters. And all this is going to do is encourage the total shutdown and destruction of our constitutional republic in every way we can. We played a little bit up front of the clip of them talking about in the ABC News piece about the 30-year-old dies after attending COVID party. And it turns out that they can't tell you the name because of HIPAA. And so many times it's completely and totally made up. You know, I would never tempt fate about a respiratory illness or anything, but again, they know the public doesn't know statistics. So they've lied to you and said there'd be 2.5 million, then 2.2 million, then 1.4 million, then a million, then 500,000, and now they just take everybody that dies, and I know I've said this 100 times, so I'll say it again. I'll say it 50 times here, okay? 50 times. Would you like me to? They take everybody else dying of other things, including car wrecks, including drug overdoses, gunshot wounds, pneumonia, the flu, and they put it in the COVID column. I can show you Fauci admitting it. I can show you BRICS saying it. I can show you all of it. I can show you the CDC website. And that's the thing. They hide this fraud in plain view, and then the general public thinks submitting to it is a way to make it go away. No, you notice they're always tightening it more. And they're telling you only big corporations can stay open. You can't. And they're telling you you're non-essential. And they're telling you you've got to have apps that track you. And now look at this big stack of news articles I've got right here, ladies and gentlemen. Millions of new jobs in America. Millions in Europe, all over. The contact tracing. That's all they've got. That's all they've got, ladies and gentlemen, is the new job to go out and be your minder. And now they're paying them money to spy on you and tattle on you and henpeck you when you're not wearing your little mask that's totally worthless and a giant complete fraud. But as I told you earlier, Chinese virologist flees Hong Kong, accuses Beijing of COVID-19 cover-up, and that it's man-made in a lab. Who told you that in January? Man-made in a lab. Bill Gates and Fauci. It's mainstream news. Basically controlled that lab with illegal stuff they couldn't do in the U.S. They did it there. Do you really believe right when the Trump impeachment failed? Do you really believe when their whole New World Order was in trouble, they just started holding that secret conference, Event 201, they later admitted to, where a virus gets out and all this happens? That was their cover with their phones tapped, NSA systems, to get around the AI that they control. They'll always run a drill of the real thing happening, and if they get caught, they say it's only a drill. It's a standard tactic operation that they run. Meanwhile, major tax increases are about to slam America and cities as states want you to pay for the COVID fallout. It's not COVID fallout. It's the fallout of the hoax. It's the fallout of the hysteria. It's the fallout of the mental illness. Here's the CDC admitting that the epidemic is over. Epidemic means the actual deaths, not pandemic. Oh, there's a big pandemic. Everybody's got it. But the epidemic is gone because it's a fraud. It's a scam. But they will kill you in many hospitals and clinics if you go in there. They will not tell you what you need is an anti-inflammatory or having an autoimmune response to God knows what. They will kill your ass. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.